Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Welcome to the next in our family services. If you didn't realise that it's a family service today, I suggest the first aid kit is out in the vestry and you might like to get some cotton wool. The first of our songs is a very familiar one. We've had it the last couple of weeks, but we've had problems with technology. We trust that the technology is now going to be working properly for us, but I just wanted to make mention of the fact that out in the front row here we've got some hats. Now, I've purposely taken the advertising off this particular one so I can wear it. And the reason for that will become fairly obvious when we start this first song. If anyone else would like to wear a hat at any stage during this, I know that it's not necessarily polite to be wearing there, so good on you, Tracy. You can have one that advertises Outback Spectacular. There's a couple of other Outback Spectaculars here. My God is so big. Oh, have a go, Christine.
We need some other
people.
Jesse, come and help us, Jesse.
And here we go. Get it? We got some hats. Okay, let's try the music. We got some sound. Yeah.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. There's nothing that my God can't do.
Tells me so. I told you it was a bit quieter. Thank you, little Phil. Yes, we start off small and we grow and then we get to a particular height and then we go down. In our churches here, we're in the season of Advent, and this is the second Sunday in the shortest Advent period that is going to be in our calendar for some time. Just over 3 weeks and one day, as we calculated last week. I'm looking for a volunteer. Who would like to play with fire? No, not fire. Would you like to light the second candle, the one on the side there for us, please, Wayne? Advent is the season of waiting. Waiting for hope, peace, joy, and the love of God to break into our lives anew through the story of the birth of Jesus and through acts of hope, peace, joy, and love. Today we light the second candle, the candle for peace. You may remember last week's candle was the candle of hope, and now we have the candle for peace. Next week, joy, and then love. We've got two new songs. Well, two songs that maybe we haven't sung for a little while. Who's heard Jesus is my superhero?
I've seen it.
One, two, three. Well, four people. I guess Christine and I would have to be five and six. Let's just reflect on the words of this one. Jesus is my superhero. Join in with it as you would like to, as you feel able to. And, Christine says that you can dance if you like. This is one from the Hillsong Brigade. You can make up your own action.
Thank you.
Superman. Who else did you see, Jess? Batman? Did you see Batman?
Yeah.
And I think
Spider-Man.
Avengers were there too. Yeah, okay. Well, that's got a few people interested. Here's another oldie that we've had for a couple of weeks now. Again, if anyone would like to come out and do the actions, then please feel free to do so. Janet's on the way. Anything coming back? You can stand where you are and do them, that's fine. And you can also do them on the inside if you're a little too embarrassed about standing up and doing the action.
But let's... She's tired.
Okay, let's have faith of Father Abraham.
Caught in a senses. Mary Joseph.
Mary Joseph, Mary Joseph, go to Egypt now. Make straight paths for him.
And so John came, baptizing in the desert region and preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the river Jordan. John wore clothing made of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me will come one who is more powerful than I, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In New Testament times, there would be a servant, the lowest of the servants, who would stand at the door as people entered the house. And it was their job to kneel and stoop down as people came through the door and untie the sandals of the people entering the house. It was a dirty job, because when you stop and think about the streets, and you think about who used the streets and what went onto the streets and what people would stand in on the streets. So the lowest of the servants was given that job of untying the sandals. Yet here is John the Baptist saying that I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals. That's how lowly I am in comparison to Jesus. So at this time, as we're preparing to celebrate another Christmas, where is Jesus in our life? And where are we in our relationship? We believe that our relationship, that we are so low that you cannot possibly describe it in comparison to where Jesus is. Well, I tell you this. If you read the rest of Mark's Gospel, it'll take you maybe two and a half hours. It's a good read. It's something that you could do this Christmas as a gift to God. But I know it will give something back to you if you take the time to read it. Take the time and you will find that even though we should be down there, like John the Baptist is describing himself, we are up here. We are. Jesus has made us on the same level as himself. Because he was not the one who came to be served, but he came to serve us. He came to be the servant of all. And when we accept Jesus into our life, then we will have the greatest gift that anyone could ever possibly have. The gift of understanding what life is all about, what the life of Jesus was about, and the fullness of what our life and all of the circumstances that we encounter come to be. So that's our message for today. We move on in our liturgy now, and we come to share a simple statement of faith. So let's share that statement of faith. We believe in one God, who made and loves for all there is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith.
We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
It's also important that week by week as we gather, we pray together. But today, as we prepare to pray, I'd like to invite you to think about something that you believe needs prayer. Something that you would like to mention during the course of our prayers today and bring them before God. Personally, I would like to offer prayers today and think of those people who are sharing or having Christmas, experiencing Christmas for the first time this year without a particular family member present. that family member may be away, maybe overseas, maybe in another part of the country. This may be the first time that particular person isn't present around the Christmas gathering. It may also be that this is the first Christmas that's been experienced by the family where the person passed away earlier this year or is just not physically present. So I would like to include that setting in our prayers. Are there other settings people would like to mention? Floods, fires.
Storm damage.
When we think of the United States and California, we know our bushfire season is going to come in a couple of months, and we know exactly what it's like.
Yes, the
fires, and we know the floods, don't we? We've been reminded ever so graphically in recent times of some of the smaller floods that we've encountered, but also the greater floods that Brisbane encountered some years back. The homeless. Those who will not be able to gather for a whole variety of different reasons with family and friends because of their homeless state. And while we're thinking of the homeless, let's think of the way in which the Neighbourhood Centre and other agencies, the Salvation Army and other church agencies gather people together and assist them at this time. Peace in the world.
Servicemen and women,
peacekeepers, and those who are serving in the name of our nation overseas. And when we think of peace and we think of what a peaceful setting it was in that little town of Bethlehem just over 2,000 years ago, and we think of what it would be like in Bethlehem today and in Jerusalem with the political developments over this past week, peace in the unholy land.
People who are alone.
You can be alone in a crowd, can't you? You can be desperately lonely. So all of these people, all of these circumstances are part of our prayers this morning. And there's one prayer that Jesus taught the disciples that draws all of this together. That may God's kingdom come as on earth as it is in heaven. So, as our Saviour Jesus Christ has taught us, let's join all of our prayers this morning, those that we've named and those that we've thought of, the spoken and the thought. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So as we move now towards our time of sharing communion, we come to our offertory song. And there's our music team reassembling. Aren't you glad you didn't today have to play the Bethlehemian Rhapsody? We share a beautiful song in Christ alone.
My son.
Be known to us, Lord Jesus, in the breaking of the
of the brethren. Don commented, next Sunday evening, we are having our carols evening. We're going to have it, we'll start at about 5:30 with getting things set up. We will have sausage sizzle, we will also have nachos and some other things to eat, so you can come for tea. And then around about 6 o'clock, we'll start gathering for the carols. No? 6 o'clock for food, and then about 6:30 for the carols. That's right. I'll eventually get it right. And it'll be all over, and we'll be thinking about next year and whether we timed it the right. Yeah. Okay. So come along about 5:30 to assist in setting up, or 6 o'clock ready to eat. The carols evening, the actual carols and lessons, the readings will be conducted here in the church because that's the easiest place for us to control. Would you believe we have this forsaken belief that we can control the technology? So we'll be able to control the technology here in the church, but we'll be having things set up outside as far as the meal is concerned. The carols will be a blending of traditional carols, modern carols, Australian carols, and probably a couple of other unexpected dubious carols included during the course of the evening. Now, Aboriginal carols. Oh, right, okay. It could be almost anything, couldn't it? Are you going to bring your didgeridoo and play for us?
Yeah. I'll see if I can get one if you like.
We have to. Janet, you don't need to add to it. There's enough confusion as it is. Did you find the 9 readers?
I've got 9 readers.
You've got 9 readers, yeah. Excellent.
Sorry, everyone here misses out.
During the course of the evening, we will be having the traditional 9 readings. We'll have, as I say, the various carols and other little items spread throughout the program for the evening. Other events, please, please, please take the handouts. Week by week they seem to breed out there in the foyer because we seem to end up at times more of them left at the end of the service than we started out at the beginning of the service. Whether you read them during the sermon and then put them back, I don't know. But please take them with you because they do have the actual times of the different events. And one event that I didn't mention at the early service, I should mention now, happens on Wednesday morning. Some of you may know Father Trevor Austin. He is celebrating the 60th anniversary of his ordination. And he's got a service at the present time up at Ruchador because he was there for a while, and he's going to be here on Wednesday morning. If anyone would like to join us for that service and for morning tea afterwards, please come along Wednesday morning for Father Trevor's 60th anniversary of his priesting. It will be his first time when May is not by his side, so it's a very emotional time, so it would be good if some people could come and support him in that. And bring a plate with something on. Bring a plate with something on. 10 o'clock is the service time, and we should be finished, if you bring enough food, we should be finished by about 3 o'clock. It won't take that long.
Sorry, you need to be finished by 2 o'clock, because at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, we've got the children's craft afternoon, where we're making fantastic Christmas decorations.
Yeah. And I understand that Scott's going to be here as well.
And I think Scott will be here too.
Now the big question is, will we have a big circle today?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or has there been too much movement during the service?
Yes.
Big circle.
Bigger circle. Effort.
You guys are doing it.
You'll never get it.
Liam says him.
Hey, I got up this time.
Liam, stand up.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
And all the saints say,
Amen.
And now we have our final song, Oh, What a Happy Day.
And it's the dancing.
Let's share morning tea together.